Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, Winterland. Oh my God, it's almost here. December 12th at the Masonic, John Mayer, Maren Morris. It is completely sold out. I hate to tell you. The only way to get those tickets is to pick up the phone right now. This girl, Mary, yesterday, she won the tickets yesterday at 9 o'clock, and she never did a radio station. She was like, the hell with it. I'm going to try it. She got through. And Hooman was so kind and gentle to her.
What did she say? Because I'm not like
you
that.
You didn't hear it this morning.
Oh, no. Oh, did you not hear
email.
It? It was a whole
jerk.
Email saying how great you were.
I'm not like that. That must have been
someone
else.
Oh, is this bad
else.
For your reputation? Hold on. Yeah. Let me see if I can find it. No, she was like, he was so kind. In fact, I think she called you a doll.
That must have been Rudy.
No, it wasn't Rudy. It was you yesterday. The girl who won yesterday, Mary. No, I can't find it. But she said you were great. Now, listen. So I get that you have a reputation. Hooman will be mean to you and very brusque with you on the phone.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. It's the same number you'd be calling right now to win the contest.
Right.
By the way, this year, I bet we're going to be on our best behavior, won't we? You know, Susan will be there.
Oh, yeah. No, we got to be good. We've had some rowdy effing nights at the show.
I'll be busting out my new button shirt.
Oh, yeah. No, I have a full-on outfit on.
All right. Will there be ketchup on it or no ketchup?
Oh, for sure ketchup. I mean, it's Vinny.
I'd like to read the Sarah and Vinny book. Someone should do a whole story of how you guys met and everything that's happened throughout your lives. I think that would be a great story.
Really?
Says 408. That's this show.
We
do it here every day.
Yeah. You wouldn't hear anything you don't hear here every day.
You guys are doing a great job without Bryn. I hope management doesn't assume you can do it so well with one less person.
Yeah, we can't.
Anyway, smooth transition. Good job, Hooman.
Yeah, Hooman.
There's like 90% less sounds. Thank you.
And the ones we do get are usually the wrong ones. Although I will say, you hit a home run on the fallback sound. Like,
what
I actually
about
wish
the
that
Barry
we...
Gibb this morning?
No, that was terrible. That was an epic fail.
No, my favorite one has been the game one.
Oh, yeah, the game. It's time to play a game.
Motorhead.
That
Motorhead?
One, yeah. Those are a couple.
That was my favorite.
Yeah. It makes me wish
home
we could
runs.
Fall back every week and play games all the time. I should play another game just to
We should. Maybe we'll
that.
Think of a game for tomorrow.
Yeah, that's... Oh, it's Friday, too.
Yeah.
And Vinny can win another hat and keychain.
And donate it to a
HR is very pleased
says,
with our new prizes.
Those team-building excursions are just an excuse to party out of town. It's 2 hours of sitting in meetings and 12 hours of partying, enjoying fancy venues. Yeah. We know.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's mm-hmm. my point, is that you drag people who don't want to have to go to that stuff to a full-on weekend away from home... To party with you, because clearly you have no life, managers
right.
of these tech companies who...
You just want to party with your employees.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're spot on, Vinny. Families first. This one's tough.
Uh-oh, what?
Actually, our stress level has gone down for the holiday season because we got out of our burning house with only 2 boxes of stuff. So all the ornaments, decorations, and other goodies are up in smoke. But I did find a ceramic angel in the ashes, and we'll put that in the window.
Oh.
That's from Tim the pilot. So sorry, Tim.
Yeah, I'm sorry, too. You know, it's sort of, that definitely wasn't on my mind when we were talking about the stresses of the holidays.
Oh, you know what I should mention is the people of Napa want you to come. And elsewhere.
And Sonoma and Santa
right.
Rosa.
Spend
go
money.
And visit. Yeah. That's the way to put those places back up on their feet, is to go and patronize them.
In fact, our Jane.
Jane, you're playing a game call.
That's the one. Mm-hmm. She does afternoons here on Alice and also picks all the music
she's
and stuff.
Pretty much the queen.
Right. She went up there and Instagrammed a whole visit to the North Bay. And I just thought, that's really cool.
That's
she
the way to do it.
Made a point to go up there. Way to go, Jane.
Way to go, Jane. Jane says.
We had to change the name of our Amazon device because it was too close to our daughter's name. Now it answers to, and then I won't say because.
Can you change it to anything you want?
Maybe.
I think the default is Echo. Sorry, everyone whose Echo device just woke up.
Why would you do that?
Because it's so much less common than the A name. It should be some just nobody knows it name.
What just happened?
These guys are coming in to do the movie review. Don't feel rushed, Vinny.
Yeah, don't feel rushed. I don't even have my thing ready yet. Hold on. Just wait 1 second. give me.
You're on.
I know.
Oh,
I know.
And you're on.
Rudy, just vamp for me, buddy. Vamp for me.
Oh, he's on. Not on. And you're on. Hold on.
Wait.
You're on, sir.
And we are. Here we go.
Oh, boy.
Smooth. Oh, how come you not? Did you turn me off over there?
Yes.
Oh, oh, that's just mean.
Why do you do stuff like that?
He should have seen your face. It was good.
I'm looking at his face. I've never seen that look on his face before. Yeah.
Don't encourage her.
He's
you're
distraught.
On my side.
Bryn.
All right, everyone. Before we get to arguably my favorite film of the entire year.
Ooh.
Rudy went on Tuesday night. To see Murder on the Orient Express.
Yes, I did.
Kenneth Branagh, Penelope Cruz, Willem Dafoe, Judi Dench, Johnny Depp, Josh Gad, Daisy Ridley, and Michelle Pfeiffer.
All-star cast.
What's this film about?
This is just dating back to the book. It's about Murder on the Orient Express. This is a train that people are taking to cross the Alps, and now there's been a murder that's been committed on the train, you know, and you have to turn to Hercule Poirot, who's the mastermind and world-famous detective, to solve this case. He reluctantly needs to solve this case. He doesn't want to do it, but because he's on the train, people are turning to him to find the culprit.
So he's randomly on the train. They didn't do a stop and pick up the detective to figure out what's going on.
The detective was on his way to handle some business elsewhere, and then somebody, boom, gets killed on the train, and now he's the only one that can solve it.
Okay, so this is a superstar set of cast. Any standout performances?
I would say, yeah, the gentleman that plays Hercule Poirot, who
Kenneth Branagh.
He was incredible. he was incredible.
Every time it would be slightly
Vinny, I'm telling you, there was.
Say the letter P and then throw the rest of the
letters
out. What was that?
Let me tell you something. First of all, there's a lot of foreign names in here. I can't remember every single name that's out there. And then there's an all-star cast. I cannot remember every single person that was in this. I just saw it on Tuesday. It's a lot of names. But yes, Hercule Poirot. Know
what's
that.
His name?
Poirot.
Hercule Poirot.
It's spelled like Hercules.
Call him Hercules.
No, it's not Hercules.
It's Hercule.
It's Hercule.
Hercule.
Give me credit for that, man. I got the Hercule part right.
Poirot?
I could have said Hercules all day.
You're doing great.
What's his last name?
Poirot.
I don't want you to spell it. I want you to say it.
Hercule Poirot is his name. All right. I'm going to call him that.
So he stands up.
This is all based on the Agatha Christie books, correct?
Exactly. Yes. Exactly.
Okay. And I think that this has been a movie before,
yes.
Right?
So yeah, absolutely.
And it was a TV series also for a long time.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's got a lot of different branches. But Kenneth Branagh, who plays Hercule Poirot, was incredible.
Anyone else? How's Daisy Ridley? She's in Star Wars.
She was great.
In that?
Yeah.
Yeah, and Michelle Pfeiffer also has a small role. She had a great role. She was kind of like that sultry mistress.
How's Johnny?
Johnny Depp was incredible. Again, look, Johnny Depp doesn't get enough credit for being what he is, and that's like one of the best, hands down, just actors, pound for pound, one of the best actors, a guy that can transform into any role at any given moment. Doesn't have to. He's not like one of those guys that just has to play himself over and over again.
Right.
He was incredible in this film, even though it was a little bit of a short-lived role, he was great in it. So Johnny Depp gets a lot of props
for
that.
Spoiler alert.
So this is a murder mystery, and the obvious question was, were you able to figure it out early? Was it obvious? Were you like, oh my God, I already know who it is?
Well, no, that's the thing. I mean, that's actually part of the charm of the movie, is the fact that you think that you're getting close to the murderer every, you know, 10, 15 minutes, and you think you got it pinned down, but no, eventually there's another twist, there's another turn, and it doesn't end up being that person.
When you look back on it, though, can you deduce where you went wrong?
Well,
like, do you go back and go, oh, I should have noticed that or this? Or
Now, here's the thing. You can't. And it was done on purpose because the way that the movie ends, and obviously I'm not going to give away the ending,
right,
but the way that the movie ends, it's not so much about the murder itself. It ends up becoming Hercule has to go through this. I'm saying his name right. I'm going to redeem myself. Hercule Poirot has
Hercules Poirot.
He spends the rest of the time, instead of actually figuring out the murder, that doesn't become the centerpiece of the movie. What ends up becoming the centerpiece of the movie is the morals that all the passengers on the train carry with them, and that ends up becoming the centerpiece of the movie. So I can't really answer that question directly because I don't want to spoil it. But yeah, it ends up becoming a question of morality instead of a question of who the culprit is.
One final question.
It's a little bit of a twist at the end.
Lastly, how was the lesbian orgy scene in the film?
What?
I didn't check out any lesbian orgy scenes until I came home, and I jumped on my iPad. No, so there was none of that.
Was this movie Oscar worthy?
In some regards, I think that maybe when it comes to cinematography, which was incredible, it was all shot in one place. I think it was kind of done so that it doesn't seem so stagey. But it was a beautiful thing to look at, and you have to see this movie on the big screen. It's not one of those things where you could wait. I mean, you can wait till it's out on DVD or Blu-ray or whatever, but you don't get the same effect in terms of the cinematography. So when it comes to that, I think it's definitely Oscar worthy.
All right, what do you give it?
I'm going to give this one 3.5 piñatas.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah, right. Out of five.
How much candy?
Filled with Purell.
This is filled with Hercule Purell in it. They're all filled with candy, but it's just the ending wasn't exactly up to, you know, it wasn't my taste. Then. So I definitely had a lot of questions once I left the theater.
All right, everyone. Here is your review of my favorite film of 2017 thus far, Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri.
Right.
It's Francis McDormand, Woody Harrelson, Sam Rockwell, and Peter Dinklage.
Right. Surprisingly, Peter Dinklage, I had no idea he was in this movie. He just popped up out of nowhere. I'm like, okay, Peter Dinklage is here. All right, that sounds good.
Did he have his crossbow with him?
Yeah, no. I guess he left that at the house.
So in this film, okay, so before we get to the description, I just want to tell you, we're not going to tell you anything about this film at all, except this description, because the movie's about three billboards, so the description has to do with the three billboards. But outside of that, everything else we're going to say is general. Our hope is that you go into this film not reading about it, not watching any trailers.
Right.
Well, I saw the trailer, so I do feel like I sort of know what it's about.
Okay. So in this film, Francis's daughter gets raped and murdered, and after 8 months, Francis is still pissed off. So she buys three billboards.
After 8 whole months, she's still pissed off that her daughter was raped and murdered.
Raped and murdered.
What's wrong
because
with her?
They have no suspects.
I was gonna don't do that. You're getting crazy.
I want to let her know why.
Don't jump on that train, okay? Anyway, so Francis buys three billboards and calls out the sheriff. The first one says, "My daughter was raped and murdered." The second billboard says, "And still no arrests." And the third billboard says, "How come, Chief Willoughby?" Mm. So that's the premise of the film.
Okay.
Rudy, let's start with the fact that this film has 97% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, that's good.
Incredible.
It won the People's Choice Award at the Toronto Film Festival. It won Best Screenplay at the first film festival in the entire world, the Venice Film Festival. Are all these awards justified?
I would definitely say so. And the reason I think so many people around the world like this movie is because it takes place in a very small town in Ebbing, Missouri. But it has, you know, I think the fact that it's in a small town makes it universal, makes the message universal. Everybody can see the pain that that Frances McDormand is going through because of her daughter. And then you bring in Woody Harrelson, who had a great role in the movie. You bring those two together, and they're the focal point of the movie. And it's really just a tale of, you know, heartache and trying to get the answers that people are looking for when they go through this heartache. So definitely people around the world that are loving this movie, I could see why it's justified.
What's the best part of this film? Is it the acting? Is it the writing? Is it the way the film was crafted? What was the best part?
I would say it's the writing. I would definitely say it's the writing. There's a level of humanity that this movie makes an impact on you with, because again, it's about heartache. It's about people looking for answers. And there's a lot of different levels to this. You know, we're kind of describing to you what Frances McDormand has to go through. Mildred is her name in the movie. But once you actually start watching the movie, you realize that there's characters in this movie that are going through not similar things, but they also have their own heartache and their own problems that they're trying to deal with within the movie. So there's a lot of different levels to this movie.
Will Frances get nominated for Best Actress?
I would. She would get a nod from me.
Will Woody get nominated for Best Supporting Actor?
I don't think he will.
I mean, I think he will.
He had a great role, but I don't. But I'm not sure if he actually will get supported.
I'm going to say yes to that. Will this film get a win for best screenplay? Will it win?
Yes. Yes.
Oh. Will this film get nominated for best picture?
Yes, it will. Nominated. Yeah. Yes, it will. Yes, it will.
All right. Let's talk about the ending before we sum it all up. Without giving anything away, no. How was it? Were you satisfied?
I thought it was poetic. I thought it was poetic because
that is the perfect word.
I thought it was poetic because at the very end, I was satisfied, and of course I won't spoil it, but I was satisfied with how poetically it ended because it basically encompassed the end of the movie encompassed heartache and people trying to find a deeper sense of themselves. Mm. And it wasn't just Frances McDormand, who you would assume would be the only one going through this. Again, there's so many other characters in the movie that go through a similar thing.
Someone all up, let me just say this. This is my favorite film of 2017. I really hope it wins a lot of Oscars. It's so real. It's so gritty. It's so funny at times. And then it's just so tragic. You're laughing and you're like, oh. And then you're like, oh. With that being said, I'm going to give it a perfect 5 Persian rug.
That's a rare occasion.
Rare.
Whoa. I'm going to give it 4.5 pinatas.
What the heck?
I don't know if I've ever given 4.5 pinatas, or this might be the most amount of pinatas that I've given. I always leave a little bit of room for improvement. You know, I can't just go around out 5 pinatas.
What would get 5 pinatas in all the history of film?
Iron Man?
If Edward James almost came back and did American Me Part 2 or something like that. I don't know. I have to see that movie first. I guess that's what I'm saying. There's always a little bit of room for improvement. But I'm going to give this one a very powerful 4.5 pinatas. Tragedy, heartache, and probably a couple of Oscars.
Yeah,
in there
I was going
to
say some Oscars in there.
Wonderful job,
thank you
guys.
So much.
Oh, boy.
Right. Are you excited to see this film?
Well,
more.
Sure.
More. Encore. Another movie. Let's review something else.
Let's talk about Hercule Poirot some more. Let's do that.
Or not. Hey, but we could discuss him on The Secret Show.
Yes, we can.
Rudy's going to come downstairs and do a secret show with us. So you'll find that around noon at RadioAlice.com. Great job, guys.
Thank you.
Back after this. Radio.com. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Thank you so very much for listening to the show today.
Yeah, we appreciate your time.
We sure do.
You have options. So
We do. We're well aware.
Whatever you give us, we appreciate
it. We are so very, very thankful. And if you could give RadioAlice.com a click or two today. Also, but just our huge gratitude.
Really?
Clickety-click,
way
baby.
Way to pile on, Sarah.
Don't ask for too much.
Got you here. I'd also ask you to listen to our secret show today. That's a show we do in addition to this show.
Right.
Our friend Rudy's going to join us. I've actually been saving out the whole friend hopping controversy.
Oh, good.
Really?
And I have some reaction to that.
Hmm. How much is the secret show again?
It's free. 100% free, Vincent.
Right.
That's a deal.
It is a deal. And we'd love it if you listen to that as well. On our long list of things we ask of you, listening to our secret show is one of them.
But we need you to come back tomorrow.
We sure do.
For our Friday show.
Yay!
Johnny Mosley's going to be on.
Oh, what's he promoting?
He's promoting Warren Miller.
Oh, my God. Have you guys seen his new, Visit California?
No, I haven't seen it.
Is that the one where he's in Chaps?
The Cowboy. Yeah.
I haven't seen it.
You're going to love it because I thought for sure you would have already talked to him about this.
No.
He goes horseback riding.
Oh, how fun.
And they leather him up.
All right.
He's in cowboy hat, vest, Chaps.
Oh, my God. He looks fine.
He's a very handsome.
As a matter of fact, I thought, now that's someone I'm going to put up on my wall.
Oh, my goodness. Can you get a still from it? There's probably production photos. You should ask his... Maybe not his wife. You should call him.
Well, no, I'm friends with his wife.
Yeah, but does she want to give you like hot pictures of him? Well, of her husband?
We're married.
She knows who she's got.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh. Hey, Johnny, don't forget to bring some iota sunflower seeds. We love. We're all through our stash.
Iota.
All right. Have a great day, and we'll see you on Friday.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.